A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Now Thomas, one of the apostles, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and place my finger in the mark of the nails, and place my hand in his side, I will not believe." 8 days later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. The doors were shut, but Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it on my in my side. Do not be faithless, but believing." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." The word of the Lord. Well, you do have to ask, why of the 12 apostles, the 12 chosen disciples of Jesus, was Thomas the one to doubt him? Just nine chapters earlier in the Gospel of John, when Jesus proposed to return to Judea after he had left that territory because of the increasing antagonism of the Jewish leaders, when he proposed to return at the appeal of Mary and Martha for their ailing brother Lazarus, it was Thomas who spoke up and said, "Let us go with and die with him in Jerusalem." Thomas alone was willing to voice his enthusiasm for Jesus, his willingness to go and die with him. Why, then, does Thomas, who apparently was ready to go and die with Jesus, the one to refuse to trust him? Well, I think we need to notice, first of all, that in fact, in spite of Thomas's bravado, he did not trust Jesus enough to follow him to his death. He, like all the other disciples, except in John's Gospel, the beloved disciple, fled when Jesus was taken and put to death. But something else that I think it is important for us to notice is that, in fact, it wasn't Jesus that Thomas did not believe, did not trust. It was his fellow disciples. It was they who came to him and told him that they had seen the Lord, and he would not believe them. Now, in John's Gospel, some figures, and Thomas is one of them, are placed there so that the reader or the listener will identify with the character and see themselves in the gospel with the character. And Thomas, as I say, is one of these characters. And so instead of asking why did Thomas not believe his fellow disciples, I think it's appropriate that we ask ourselves, why are we so slow to believe our fellow believers, the church in its teaching us about the risen Christ? Why is it so difficult for us to believe, to trust? Of course, one reason is that I'm sure all of us, in one way or another, have had our trust betrayed by someone, some other human person. I remember the greatest feeling of betrayed trust in my life, now over 40 years ago, was when my former student master, whom I deeply admired, left the priesthood, left the order to get married. It was a moment of bitter disillusionment. We've all had those moments, and it makes us hesitant to trust again. And yet we have to remember that Jesus' trust was betrayed. He trusted his apostles, and they all left him at the moment of his trial, with the exception, at least in John's Gospel, of the beloved disciple. The fact is that Jesus chose apostles, disciples, to go out and spread his good news. In setting up a church, God, Jesus, calls upon us to trust one another in that church and the witness that that church and its members and its ministers portray or deliver. In its sacramental ministry, we have to trust another human being in going to confession. We have to trust that those who administer the sacrament to us are acting in the name of Jesus. We have to trust that those who preach to us are preaching the true, the reliable Word of God. Today's Gospel reading ends with, "Blessed are they who have not seen, but believe, like Abraham, like Moses, like the apostles, all flawed human beings, but all entrusted by Christ to carry his message, his love to the world." And the fact is that Christ did not call his followers to go it alone, to make their own way to him and to his Father. Christ calls upon his disciples, he calls upon us to help one another through our ministry, through our charity, and therefore, to reach the Father, we need to trust not only Christ, but one another.